You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine. Powered by the Salvation Army, there are just 4 giving days left in 2018, but it's not too late to join the fight for good. To give through Alexa, say, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org.
Hello, it's Thursday evening and I'm now off in the Catskills. The most interesting thing in tech is the announcement from Amazon that Christmas sales purchased through Alexa are 3 times higher than they were last year. It's a little bit of a fishy number. Amazon didn't say how much the sales were, so we don't know if it's 3 times a small number or 3 times a big number, but regardless, the point is that the number is growing quickly. And what's interesting about it is when we think about Alexa or other voice assistants like Cortana or Siri, we often think of them as objects that solve one technical problem. But actually, they're simultaneously solving a whole bunch of problems. They have to understand what you say to it. Actually figure out what the words mean. Remember, words can have multiple meanings. 2, they have to figure out the meaning of the sentence. Then they have to respond to it, and then they have to respond in an actual voice. They have to figure out pronunciations and how you structure a sentence when you're talking. Those are all different computer science problems. They're all complicated computer science problems. They'd all befuddled researchers for decades, and they're all much closer to being reasonably solved now. Then you add shopping. This is the thing that Amazon is touting in their press release. And that's a whole other element. How do you understand the exact intent that somebody has to buy something? What exactly do they want to buy? And the stakes are fairly high because if you misinterpret what they say and you ship them the wrong item, it doesn't go over very well. So that's kind of interesting. The second thing that I think it reminds me of, or that is important, is that Amazon was late to this. Apple Siri came out a couple of years before Amazon came out with Alexa. Amazon followed, and yet they followed, and they've created something that was ubiquitous, and that now, based on the early evidence, is going to create a massive, massive new market for them, not just in the devices that are already ubiquitous and soon will be in all kinds of things, including, I don't know, this cabinet and the light above me. They're going to create a whole new category and a whole new way of shopping inside of an industry is immensely complicated that they got to pretty late. And that's kind of interesting. In fact, it's the most interesting thing in tech. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.